Tefesh Lam Gimel Sidvov, Vodis Sidvov Min Atzad. If you built this elevation on the side of the sukkah, which means basically if you have three walls, you're only going to have two walls that are the seder because it's not touching the third wall. So in Yeshman Itzavo Ada Kaisa Vasheni Povs Midaladamas Kira Alitzavo Dafka Imapsula. Oh, here we're saying like this. You have half of your sukkah is Sfar Kosher, the other half is Sfar too tall, but you have a wall on the other side. So we have the concept that we learned before of Doif and Akuma, that we look at the wall that is on the side where the Sfar is too high, going all the way to the top, and then bending over the Sfar till it reaches the edge of that elevated area, which is the place where the Sfar Kosher starts. Now it's half of your Sfar is Kosher, half is Posel, the Sfar Posel joins to the wall to be a Doif and Akuma, and therefore we would marsher it. Kamuvan, we learned before that Doif and Akuma cannot be 4 amas or more, so it has to be less than 4 amas width from that wall to where the elevation is. And also, since we treat that as a wall, you cannot sit underneath the Sfar over there. So you have to sit only on the elevated part of the sukkah.